Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. During this month's meeting of the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, several mental health contracts were approved. Approval was given for a contract agreement with Region 10 prepaid inpatient health plans for residential substance abuse treatment prevention services for inmates from October 2025 through September 30th of 2026. The cost for that will be $130,000. Commissioners also approved an agreement with Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Center for residential substance abuse treatment services for female inmates from October 2025 through September 30th of 2026 at a cost of $10,000. An agreement was reached with Maximize Personal Achievement Community Training, also known simply as IMPACT, for residential substance abuse treatment prevention services for inmates. The cost for that service is $120,000. Approval was given to accept the Michigan Mental Health Court Program grant for $455,229, and an agreement with the House for Mental Health Court was approved for $62,400. A letter of agreement between the county and mental health court and community mental health was also reached. The term of the agreement is from October 2025 through September 30th of 2026 for $46,000. And another local and regional news. During the last meeting of the Lapeer City Commission, the first order of business was the new mayor, Jeremy Hing, and Commissioner Lynn McCarthy both taking their oaths of office as well as their new seats. Next was the selection of Commissioner Melissa Petrie as mayor pro tem, but the rest of the meeting did not follow the agenda. Hing made a motion to have several items on the agenda be removed because the actions they proposed were before he and McCarthy were on the commission, and he said that they needed time to understand the issues. City Manager Mike Womack pointed out that it is unusual for the mayor to make motions. A point of order was called to determine if the mayor had the authority to make motions. That followed by fellow commissioners removing six items on the agenda that Hing objected to and suggested they be moved to the next meeting. That action was challenged because some commissioners felt there was enough background information in the packet to make a decision. Ultimately, the items were removed from the agenda to be acted on at another meeting. There was also a challenge when a motion was made to accept the minutes of a previous meeting. The same argument was made that newly seated commission members were not at that meeting. Action then was temporarily suspended in order to research commission rules and Robert's Rules of Order. After researching the issue, the motion to not accept the previous minutes was rescinded and they were approved. The rest of the meeting continued on the same way with actions postponed on several other events. The only thing the commission did agree on was approving the Downtown Development Authority's request to celebrate the annual Christmas Festival from 4 to 9 p.m. on Friday, December 5th and on December the 6th. And even State Representative Kevin Daly, who attended the meeting, noticed the discord of the commission, saying he hopes that going forward, the commission could work together for the good of the community. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental, and seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. U.S. and Ukrainian officials completed roughly 4 hours of talks aimed at finding an endgame to the war between Russia and Ukraine. Sunday's talks in Florida took place just days before a U.S. envoy is due in Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters afterward that the session was productive, but work remains in the search for a peace deal. The head of Ukraine's Security Council made comments that underscored Ukraine's gratitude for U.S. support during the nearly four-year war, but the Ukrainian official offered no hints about what, if any, progress was actually made during the talks. And in other national and international news, lawmakers from both parties say they support congressional reviews of U.S. military strikes against vessels suspected of smuggling drugs in the Caribbean Sea. Their comments in Sunday's news show interviews followed a Washington Post report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order for all crew members to be killed as part of a September 2nd attack. The lawmakers said they didn't know whether the report was true, and some Republicans were skeptical. But they said attacking survivors of an initial missile strike poses serious legal concerns. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says, quote, "This rises to the level of a war crime if it is true." You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, November the 30th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.